this is Marvin Hamlisch, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good stuff.
Seventeen and a half in the morning on this soggy Monday, the 14th of July. It's Bastille Day. Also, the birthday of Frederick Maytag, inventor of the washing machine. All of you who are doing laundry today. Also, James Whistler, the artist. And, just to be fully eclectic, George Tobias, who was a character actor best known as Abner Kravitz on Bewitched. Okay, that's it for your water cooler and amaze your friends facts. I've got two guests in the studio. Bob McHugh has been, he's playing right now. He's rolling, that's his CD. And he's been playing jazz clubs, festivals, halls, private parties, and restaurants in the New York metro area for over 30 years, be it solo, duo, trio, or a big band. Bob McHugh has done it. And his styles include, but are not limited to, you got a style? Just describe it to Bob, he'll do it for you. Jazz, classical, rock, and fusion. Fusion? Okay, interesting. We'll have to ask him about that. Bob McHugh's music can be heard on jazz and college radio throughout the world. He's got numerous amounts of sheet music published. That's kind of cool. And his recordings are distributed nationally and internationally. And some of his most recent recordings feature artists like the great percussionist Ray Mantilla, Raul Paonessa, Rich Austin, Ron Naspo, who's sitting right here, Jackie Jones, Kevin McCarthy, and, a whole lot more. And in a moment, we'll ask Bob to tell us more. But let me tell you about Ron Naspo. He's active in both symphonic and jazz fields. He has done seasons with the New Jersey Symphony and the American Symphony under Stokowski, excuse me very much. He's toured the United States and Canada with the Robert Joffrey Ballet and later with the Don Shirley Trio. And he's worked with the jazz groups of Stan Kenton, Sonny Rollins, Wild Bill Davidson, and our buddy Bucky Pizzarelli. And it's my pleasure to welcome Ron Naspo and Bob McHugh to Anything Goes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Lee.
Where are you? Speak to me.
Hello. Can you hear us?
There.
Can you hear me now?
That's very good. Very good. You can audition for the Verizon commercial later. Ron Naspo, how are you?
Good.
There, I want to test your mic. There you go. Good. Both New Jersey guys.
Jersey guys.
And have you played together a lot?
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
For a long time.
Where'd you meet?
Where did we meet?
I think in
Ron Naspo. Mic closer to you, please.
Lou Grassi's basement.
Good old Lou Grassi's basement.
I don't know. Do you know Lou Grassi? He's a drummer. He used to have sessions at his basement in Lodi.
Oh, isn't that something? Yeah, people, I think, would be shocked at the kind of things that actually go on with the famous and the not-so-famous musicians getting together and hanging out, jamming, and everybody's basement full of various equipment, including mine. And it's kind of scary how much you can barely walk in my basement for all of the gear you have to climb over. But so you guys have met how long ago?
20 years ago?
20, yeah, maybe yeah, 25.
Sure. Wow, so you've really been... Wow, so you met when you were...
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years old. Absolutely, absolutely. Like Pebbles and Bam Bam. So tell me about Together on a Summer Afternoon. This is on your own label, right, Bob? Which is Lunge Music.
Lunge Music. Okay, we got together last summer on an afternoon.
It was a very literal title.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
We played it live. It was all done in one day.
Oh,
the recording part.
All nine tracks?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long day. I don't care even if you do them live. That's a lot. Well, that's a lot of...
I think we did everything in one take, right? Or was there one tune we played two takes on?
Two takes the most.
Oh, my goodness. Had you been playing out so that you guys really had the songs and the arrangements nailed?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the tunes, it was the first time we played them.
Well, sometimes the first time, especially in the studio, right? First time's the charm, then you try and do it better, and it's not as good.
A lot of times it works out that way.
I know. Yeah, I know.
The drummer, David Hum, we'll be working with David next Friday at the Morristown Museum with this group, with the whole group.
Oh, neat.
Morristown Library, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Morristown Library.
And I don't, do you have the number so people can get more information about that, or we have to look it up?
You can look it up. It's the Morristown Library. It's July 25th
okay.
at 7:30.
Which is a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
Friday, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
And Tony Signa is the saxophone and flute player on here. And we don't play a whole lot with Tony, but Ron and I have played with Tony over the years, on and off, whenever we can.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, and he was available for the session, and you just came in and did a little well. And he does some fine flute work on Greensleeves, which we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
He's an excellent flute player.
Yeah.
I really enjoy his flute playing.
Very nice. And so you guys, how many albums have you recorded together?
Four.
It's probably
five or six.
We have two duo albums.
Uh-huh.
We did one with Raul Pawanessa, who passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was a drummer from Puerto Rico. And let's see what else. This one. And David Hum's trio.
Uh-huh.
We did that the year before. So that's, what, five?
Four.
Four or five albums together. Okay,
and
cool.
And plus played on other people's albums.
Well, you guys do that a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what working musicians do, is they show up where they're supposed to be, and they're not only doing their own thing, but they're being supportive of other people's creativity.
Yeah.
And, Bob, you have some stuff out on YouTube as well, right? You have some of your playing is posted on YouTube.
Yeah, somebody put it up.
Somebody?
Yeah, I didn't put it up.
It wasn't you or anybody in your family?
No.
That's really interesting. And you don't know who?
Somebody from Canada.
Oh, that is fabulous.
Yeah.
One of the mysteries of the internet.
It's Go Browns. The name of the person who put it up goes under the name Go Browns.
And
I guess he's a Browns fan or something.
Did you email that person, male or female? Hey, it's Bob McHugh. Thanks.
I have to do that. I didn't do that yet.
That's wild. What about you, Ron Naspo? Have you got some? You got a website that we don't know about?
No, I don't have a website.
Oh, yeah.
I have a student that does those things.
Yes.
So he wants to make one for me. So. One of these days I'll have one put up.
Okay.
But well, I understand if you just look up Ron Naspo or Ronald Naspo, it all comes up.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
All we have to do is Google you.
Yeah. I guess that's the way you do it.
Yeah, it's
and
nice to have one-stop shopping so people can buy your CDs and stuff like that.
The Lunge Music website
has
Ron's information, too.
Okay, and you're spelling that L-U-N-G-E.
Music. www.lungemusic.com.
Okay, cool. And
and that would list all the albums. You'd find all the, if you want to, anyone wants to get an album, that's, they'll tell you where to get it, how you can get it.
So you're linked to where people can buy
yes.
your albums.
Mm-hmm.
What other gigs have you guys got coming up besides the library in Morristown?
Wine in the Woods.
Wine
in the Woods.
Okay, go out in the woods and go, hey.
Yeah.
Either that or we bring a bottle
like
of wine.
That.
Sounds really annoying. So what's wine? That sounds very pastoral, Ron.
It's up in West Milford.
Uh-huh.
And it is kind of out there in the woods.
And they drink wine.
And they drink wine. And we all drink wine.
It's in West Milford.
Yeah.
And people, what, do they bring blankets and
no, it's an actual establishment.
There's a club?
And they actually sell wine.
Uh-huh.
And liquor, even.
No.
And, yeah. And we play there on a Sunday afternoon. It'll be the 3rd of August.
Uh-huh.
I think 4:30 to 7:30, something like that.
That sounds like a fun place and a fun
really
gig.
It really is. It's set up like a parlor.
Uh-huh.
And you have these little conversation circles.
Uh-huh.
And they have a bar. You know, if you want the old type standard drinking environment. And there.
So it's not somebody's house. It's not a living room concert. It's an actual place called Wine in the Woods. And that's very interesting. That sounds like a fun place to check out. And you guys are going to be there August 3rd?
3rd,
is that what you said?
Sunday afternoon, 4:30, 7:30, I believe.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a duo.
And you are tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, talking to local Jersey musicians who have also been around the world a couple of times each, Bob McHugh on piano and Ron Naspo on the bass, and their brand new album Together on a Summer Afternoon, which you can get at lungemusic.com. lungemusic.com, you guys, if you're interested in purchasing it, lungemusic.com. And David Hum is on this album as well.
David Hum is the drummer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
David's from London. He's an interesting guy.
You're going to tell us some David Hum stories? What does that mean? He likes to dress up in women's clothing? What does this mean? He's an interesting guy.
No, I don't think he does that. We were just talking about
That's wrong.
Not that we know.
Hey, what's interesting about him?
He's a good friend of Joe Morello's.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's really into like that style of drumming.
Uh-huh.
And he's from London. He has a lot of stories about London. He grew up there, and I think he's been in the States for a while, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I hear that England swings like a pendulum do.
That's what they say.
That's Roger Miller, right? I think it was Roger Miller.
Yeah.
Boy, it's scary the way my brain, my brain goes.
That was the other King of the Road was his other one, right?
That's actually in my Anything Goes trivia here on this day in, let's find it, 1964. He had a hit on the charts with "Dang Me," one of his lesser hits.
Take a rope and hang me.
That's a lovely concept in general.
Would you believe I made a recording with a band of "Dang Me"?
They covered it. Now, that's just bad taste. Ron Nespo.
It was a different approach to it entirely, different style. Uh-huh. This was a mainstream jazz band. I don't know if you remember Billy Maxted and his Manhattan Jazz Band.
No, but it sounds like I would have liked them.
And it was a fun band. Four-piece front line, and he voiced it like a big band section.
Uh-huh.
And then the three rhythm players. Anyway, our trombone player would sing "Dang Me," and we'd back him up.
That's hysterical.
So it's out there somewhere now.
All right. Well, you know what? With the internet, you can find almost anything. And right now, there's somebody Googling that particular... what's the name of the band again?
Billy Maxted and his Manhattan Jazz Band. This is back in the 60s.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
Anybody who had the courage to have an out there jazz band in the 60s, that's wild. That, you know, I think that because that was a very tough time to have any kind of jazz band and actually try and make a living or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And was this the late 60s we're talking about or early 60s?
I was with Billy 66 to 68.
That was when it was really hard.
Actually, he was doing well. It was like a territory band.
Uh-huh.
We played in the Midwest. And then Billy would concession a room in the Galt Ocean Mile in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
And all his fans from the Midwest would come down there, Florida, and check us out again. And we actually did well. A six-piece band that worked practically all the time. The only band I've ever worked for where we had a paid vacation, would you believe?
No way!
Yeah.
Good for him. That's very cool. So your audience followed you like you were fish. Or Grateful Dead.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So I'd like to play another song from Together on a Summer Afternoon. And if you're listening and you'd like to grab one of these, you can log on to lungemusic.com. And I'm not going to ask you why you named it Lunge Music again, Bob McHugh. I think you said it was your son's idea, right?
It was, yeah.
All right, then. I think you've got to get bobmchugh.com and link them. Anyway, and I've got Scrapple from the Apple, a little Charlie Parker ditty queued up. Tell me about that, guys.
That was one of the ones we just decided to play that day.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I mean, we never really rehearsed it. I guess we play it on gigs. It's a tune that is kind of standard repertoire for most jazz people.
Okay.
And so I think Tony said, let's play Scrapple from the Apple.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's fun. When the tape is rolling, you can always decide not to use it or whatever. So if somebody feels inspired, it's cool. I've got some Coleman Hawkins tracks that I really like that he just went in and he didn't even know that the engineer was rolling. He was just sort of warming up.
That's the best way to record.
And, yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah.
All right, it's 10:31, you guys, on Monday, July 17th. We're speaking with musician Bob McHugh, and he's pianist, and Ron Nespo on the bass, about their new album, Together on a Summer Afternoon. And here's another track from this mighty fine disc here on Anything Goes.
Hi, this is Hoagie Bix Carmichael, and you've tuned into Anything Goes with Lees Avery, a show I know Dad would have appreciated.
And yes, you are tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM, 1038 is the time, July 14th. Kind of cloudy out there, but it's not raining, so that's not so bad. And, well, going to go up to about 84 degrees. The sun might come out. And the tune that you just heard was a little Scrapple from the Apple, a Charlie Parker tune, as performed by Bob McHugh on the piano, Ron Naspo on the bass, David Hum on the drums, Tony Signa on the tenor sax, and the flute, and the name of the album, Together on a Summer Afternoon on the Lunge Music label. And I asked these guys for some, you know, there's so many musicians, and once they've been around around the block once or twice, they've always got some good stories. So I made them come up with a really good story to tell you. So Ron Naspo, tell us that story of the Stokowski story you were going to tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's grinning ear to ear, you guys.
I played with the orchestra back in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, Stokowski turned 90, so we celebrated his 90th birthday.
Wow.
At that time. However, he was a very interesting, very charming man, very talented, intelligent, but also somewhat of a flirt. And
at 90.
At 90. Oh, that never stops, you know.
Okay.
in the horn section, you have four horns normally in a symphony orchestra, the French horns. The first horn player was a man. The fourth horn player was a beautiful blonde woman. Now, normally, when you address a section, the conductor addresses the principal of that section. In this case, it would be the first horn player.
Uh-huh.
But Stokowski would never address the first horn player.
Oh,
he would always turn to this beautiful woman and address her with matters concerning the horn section. And then, at the end of one concert, there was the concertmaster, who was a man, and the assistant concertmaster was also an attractive woman. At the end of the concert, the conductor usually shakes hands with the head of each of the string sections. And in this case, he faced the man, but then kind of waved him away and turned to the woman.
Isn't that
and
so
gave her a peck on the cheek. And, well, you know, Stokowski had this wonderful sense of presence, and he could do these things, and it would work.
Oh, isn't
you know, if it was anyone with less of a sense of timing and sense of humor, it wouldn't work. He also, in another sense, had a flair for the dramatic. This was back, as I mentioned, in the 70s, the early 70s, and the Vietnamese War was still raging. And by that time, a lot of people were against the war. And we performed the Beethoven Ninth Symphony,
mm-hmm,
with the Ode to Joy. And the theme of that is the unity of all mankind. And he did something that I've never seen done in the performance of any symphony. Before we went to the choral section of that symphony, he stopped the orchestra in between movements, and he turned and he addressed the audience. And he said, we dedicate this movement and this symphony to the unity of all mankind.
Hmm.
And it was like electricity went through that audience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and through the orchestra also, because we didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And he turned around and we played that, and the choir, the chorus sang, and it was just a marvelous aesthetic experience. And he knew how to do that.
Well, music does that too, so
yeah.
Good for him for bringing the audience
funny,
in.
The New York Philharmonic went to Korea this year,
uh-huh,
and now all of a sudden we're starting to become more friendly with Korea.
Isn't that music?
I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but They had a big success there.
Wow, that's
universal language.
Yeah, well, thank you for that story, Ron Nespel. That was lots of fun. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. That was Ron Nespel, bass player extraordinaire, speaking. And we've got Bob McHugh, the pianist extraordinaire, who has written some songs. He's got a lot of sheet music out there, and he's got several originals on Together on a Summer Afternoon. So tell us about your process, Bob. How do you come up with stuff that you're going to write? Does it just come to your mind? Or
sometimes it just comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in life, I don't really try to write anything. If it comes out, and then I try to develop it. There was a time when I tried, like, I'm going to write something, I'm going to try this and try that. Now it's, if I feel like something comes out and it's worth working on, I proceed.
So it might come to you while you're driving in the car or something?
Yeah, usually when I'm doodling on the piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're, I gotcha. And you guys, these guys have a new album out called Together on a Summer Afternoon. You can, I'll bet you can Google Bob McHugh or Ron Nespel and find it, but you can also log on to lungemusic.com and get yourself one. And thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Oh, thanks pleasure. For having us.
We're going to conclude our interview with Bob McHugh and Ron Nespel with an original Bob McHugh composition, The Wiggler. You want to set us up here, Bob?
The Wiggler is my little granddaughter.
Oh,
Amanda,
how lovely. I was going to say.
Every time you picked her up, she'd wiggle and kick you.
That's just perfect. All right, you guys. And her name is?
Amanda. Oh. She's got two tunes on this album.
Oh, she does have two tunes.
Well, Allison, I have another one. Allison, she has a tune on our duo album. Yeah.
Now, if you want to hear the other one, you're going to have to go onto lungemusic.com, buy your own copy of Together on a Summer Afternoon. Right now, here's The Wiggler, all about Bob McHugh's granddaughter, Amanda, here on Anything Goes. 10:44 and some change. 10 minutes before the big hour of 11 o'clock. That's my DJ voice. You're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. And, well, Bob McHugh and Ron Naspo kindly and generously just said, exclusively for Anything Goes listeners, if you call within the next couple minutes and you'd like a copy of this album, they're going to give you one, all right? So give me a call at 201-692-2012 together on a summer afternoon on Lunge Music, and we'll exempt this contest so you don't have to be subject to the 90-day rule. So if you'd like to enjoy this music and spread it around, give me a call at 201-692-2012. We'll send you a CD. Coming up next year on Anything Goes, we've got something else from James Taylor's Mudslide Slim album, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win some tickets to Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Stick around. Keep that number handy. 201-692-2012. If you want a CD, give a call.
We are riding on a railroad, singing someone else's song, forever standing by that crossroad. Take your side and step along. We are sailing away on a river to the sea, and maybe you and me can meet again. We are riding on a railroad, singing someone else's song. Sing along. Time to time I tire of the life that I've been leading, town to town, day by day. There's a man up here, he claims to have his hands upon the reins. There are chains upon his hands, and he's riding upon a train. Oh Lord, we've been riding on a railroad, singing someone else's song. Forever standing by that crossroad. Take your side and step along. We are sailing away on a river to the sea. Maybe you dances on.
I'm home.
What in the... Get that tire off my good rug.
But it's part of my plan to save us money.
That tire is not going to be our coffee table.
Sweetie, this is to remind us that properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
And at 10:55, you guys, there's so much going on with the CD giveaway. You'll have to forgive me. We will commence our ticket giveaway for Dizzy's and Janicean in the first part of the 11 o'clock hour while we take care of the phone calls for Together on a Summer Afternoon. Right now, a little bit more to take us on up to the break from this brand new fabulous album from Wynton Marsalis and Willie Nelson, Two Men with the Blues. This one, well, you're going to recognize it anyway. I'm Lise Avery. I'll see you on the other side with those ticket giveaways and a whole lot more.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Thank you.
I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Hi, I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of HealthLink Radio, right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. We continue our in-depth look at HIV research, this time with Dr. Sally Hotter. HealthLink Radio is underwritten by the University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey. For more information, go to theuniversityhospital.com.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU TNEC is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU TNEC.
Are you thinking about coming back to college?